K is for Kip the Kingfisher. Kip the Kingfisher got into a fight with a seagull over a fish. In the end, he lost part of his left wing and was not able to fly. His wife Kate took over the hunting while he was left to tend to 5 babies. It was hard on Kip. He used to be respected as the best fisher in the bird world, but now he was a domestic nest husband who just heard babies squawking all day long. He couldn't even get to spend time with the rest of the boys, because male bonding amongst kingfishers usually meant cruising above the tree canopies or scoping out river spots with plenty of fish. He felt useless. He felt bored. He felt emasculated. Every night, Kip would have either of these dreams, flying amidst fluffy white clouds with the wind in his feathers, or pecking an eyeball out of the seagull who ruined his life. Both dreams made him cry when he woke up. Poor Kate, she felt so dragged down by Kip's hopelessness and the burden of finding enough food for the whole family. Once the babies were old enough to fly on their own, she left the nest with a note to Kip, saying that she needed to spread her wings and find herself again. Poor Kip the Kingfisher. Whatever would he do now? He had no friends left, and he was relying on the charity of the squirrels to give him nutty leftovers from their stash. Bored out of his mind, he began belting out haunting melodies in the minor key, which made all the other animals weep. One day, a passing ornithologist heard Kip singing and was intrigued by such uncharacteristic bird melodies. He took Kip back to his climate-controlled laboratory, where Kip gets a slab of Norwegian wild salmon every day and lives with 6 gorgeous buff-breasted kingfishers. The moral of the story is, when you're already at your lowest point, things can only get better.